Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello. And welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. So how are you today? Fine? They all say that. Have you any problems? Well, think of them as opportunities. Mind you, I've had quite a few opportunities recently, and if I get one more opportunity this week, I think I'll scream. Now that scream is what I want to talk about in this programme. This is a very unusual programme. It's about Edward Munch's Primal Scream. You know, the world-famous painting, one of the world's most expensive paintings. It's modern art, and it has a wee man tearing his hair out and giving out a primal scream. I get the same effect when praying with a cushion. What's that? You don't know how to pray with a cushion? Well, it's easy. You just apply the cushion to your face, and then you scream into it. It's quite therapeutic, really, when you're absolutely frustrated and at your wit's end. Try it. Oh, you have. Well, how was it for you? These primal screams are what the French call cris de cœur, cries of the heart. Pardon my French. My northeast Aberdonian Doric accent used to cause our French class teacher to utter her own very heartfelt cris de cœur of her own. Anyway, let's hear a couple of cries from the heart from Bonnie Tyler and Lindsay DePaul to get us in the frame of mind.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous. The best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart, and I need you now tonight, and I need you more than ever, and if you
slow.
Of course, creed occurs occur in other than romantic contexts. We get cries from the heart with loneliness, like Eric Carmen here.
When I was young, I never needed anyone. And making love was just for fun. Those days are gone. Living alone, I think of all the friends I've known. But when I dial the telephone, nobody's home.
Also get creed occur in grief. Here is Colm Wilkinson as Valjean in Les Miserables, praying passionately to God to let Marius return safely from the barricades, or failing which, to take him safely home to heaven and look after him.
Have known if God had granted me a son, the sun must die one by one. How soon they fly on and on, and I am old and will be gone. Bring him be, let him live.
And here is Susan Boyle articulating the ultimate cri de coeur, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" God came so down to earth to be with us that he entered into our ultimate distress of feeling God forsaken, and he could scream in terror on the cross, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Here's Susan Boyle's version of that primal scream.
What is it, Lord, that you want that I am not seeing? What in my ignorant prayers am I failing to say? Never before have I questioned the truth of your being. Never once have I dared, never until today. All of a tremble I stand on the edge of confusion. Who is to save me if into the darkness I fall? Now that I need more than ever my God to be near me, do you hear when I call? Are you there after all? You have to be there, you have to. My life I have placed in thy keep, and without you I am drifting on a dark and stormy sea. You have to be there, you have to. Without you I drown in the deep, too far from land. The waters drag me down, I reach for your hand. When I die, he will open his arms to receive me. Who will forgive me and take me and show me his face? When I have gone to my rest, will you watch me and wake me? When my time comes at last, will you grant me your grace? I am so small in this earth, I'm nothing without you. Daring to doubt you at all is a knife to my heart. Little by little I'm moving my way in the shadows. I am losing my hope and the world falls apart.
After 9/11 in 2001, when Osama bin Laden's terrorists blew up the Twin Towers in New York, we all wondered if this was the start of the end of the world. The whole human race gave out a huge corporate cri de coeur, cry from the heart, O God, help us. Dolly Parton went and wrote a song which captures the moment and the heartfelt prayer.
Hello, God, are you out there? Can you hear me? Are you listening anymore? Hello, God. If we're still on speaking terms, can you help me like before? I've questioned your existence, my resistance. resistance leaves me cold. Can you help me go the distance? Hello, God. Is there time? Hate and violence just increases. We're so selfish, cruel and blind. We fight and kill each other in your name, defending you. Do you love some more than others? We're so lost and confused. Hello, God, are you out there? Can you hear?
Now, I want to play to you two opposite human responses to coming to an extreme moment in our lives. When we find ourselves crumbling in life and not coping and dying on our feet and reaching the end of the road. One person jumps in the harbour and drowns themselves. The other accepts the death of the old self and the old life as the very beginning of a new life and a new self. Death is an ignominious end, or death as a way to resurrection and a new life, even now on this earth. Here's Javert's Suicide and Valjean's Rebirth from Les Miserables. Javert is the detective who obsessively chases the fugitive Valjean. Then Valjean saves his life when he could have killed him, his enemy. Javert can't cope with mercy from his enemy.
Who is this man? What sort of devil is he? To have me caught in a trap and choose to let me go free. It was his hour at last to put a seal on my fate. Wipe up the past and wash me clean off the slate. All it would take was a flick of his knife. Vengeance was his and he gave me back my life. Done if I live in the debt of the thief. Done if I yield at the end of the chase. I am the law and the law is not mocked. I'll spit his pity right back in his face. There is nothing on earth that we share. It is either Valjean or Javert. How can I now allow this man to hold dominion over me? This desperate man that I have hunted, he gave me my life, he gave me freedom. I should have perished by his hand. It was his right, it was my right to die as well. Instead I live, but live in hell. And my thoughts fly apart. Can this man be believed? Shall his sins be forgiven? Shall his crimes be reprieved? Must I now begin to doubt, who never doubted all those years? My heart is stone and still it trembles. The world I have known is lost in shadow. Is he from heaven or from hell? And does he know that granting me my life today, this man has killed me? Even so, I am reaching, but I fall, and the stars are black and cold as I stare into the void of a world that cannot hold. I'll escape now from that world, from the world of Jean Valjean. There is nowhere I can turn. There is no way to go
Now contrast that with this. This is the moment when Valjean got his eyes opened that his life needed to change. He had burgled the local bishop, but the bishop had saved his neck in an act of grace. Now he sees his life was going to hell, but this is his big chance to redesign the rest of his life. It sounds like a suicide, but it's a birth.
What have I done, sweet Jesus, what have I done? Become a thief in the night, become a dog on the run. Have I fallen so far, and is the hour so late, that nothing remains but the cry of my hate? The cries in the dark that nobody hears, here where I stand at the turning of the years. If there's another way to go, I missed it 20 long years ago. My life was a war that could never be won. They gave me a number and murdered Valjean. When they chained me and left me for dead, just for stealing a mouthful of bread.
Yet why did I allow that man to touch my soul and teach me love? He treated me like any other. He gave me his trust, he called me brother. My life he claims for God above. Can such things be? For I had come to hate the world, this world that always hated me. Take an eye for an eye, turn your heart into stone. This is all I have lived for, this is all I have known. One word from him and I'd be back, the lash upon the rack. Instead he offers me my freedom. I feel my shame inside me like a knife. He told me that I had a soul. How does he know? What spirit comes to move my life? Is there another way to go? I am reaching, but I fall, and the night is closing in, and I stare into the void, to the whirlpool of my sin. I'll escape now from the world of Jean Valjean.
Jean Valjean is nothing now. Another story must begin.
We get the same two outcomes in the Bible when both Judas Iscariot and Peter deny and betray Jesus. But Judas goes and hangs himself, while Peter accepts Jesus' forgiveness and second chance and starts a whole new life as a new self. So don't despair about yourself. Let Jesus repair you and give you a whole new life. Now, for one last twist in our samples of Cri de Coeur, Cries from the Heart, it's not only us who utter them from time to time. God does too. Can you imagine that? Why would God be stretched to sighs and groans and screaming in a cushion and heartfelt cries of frustration and anguish? Well, listen to Michael Card and let him explain.
Is not he who formed the ear worth the time it takes to hear? Should he who formed our lips for speaking, be not he dead when he speaks? Will you not listen? Why won't you listen? God has spoken love to us. Why will you not listen? Listen to the sacred silence. Listen to the holy word. Listen as he speaks through living parables that must be heard. Parables that must be heard. Will you not listen? Why won't you listen? God has spoken peace to us. Why will you not listen? Why will you not listen? He spoke a word of flesh and blood, flesh and blood that bled and died just to be heard. How could you not hear this word? Why will you not hear this word? Will you listen? Why won't you listen? God has spoken hope to us. How could you not listen? Why will you not listen? How could you not listen?
Our holy half hour is nearly at an end, so on this programme about Cri de Coeur, let me give the final word to God. Listen to his very heartfelt, sincere, passionate cry from the heart. Bye for now.
I am the great sun, but you do not see me. But you turn away. I am the captive, but you do.